Welcome, welcome, welcome to Brooklyn Woman Empowerment Group Incorporated, nonprofit organization, aka Minister Elsie Amup, aka Grandma Elsie. How's everybody doing this beautiful Sunday? Well, I'm doing good, just a little tired. I want to just say thank you for listening, and it's a blessing to have people listening to my podcast. And excuse me, I'm rattling papers here. But we're gonna start by doing some how to pray the scriptures with boldness. You're gonna have five powerful prayers of Jesus. I'm gonna read this printout. This printout is from garmentsofsplendor.com. The first, it says, have you ever found yourself struggling to think of things to pray about? I know I have. Have you? Sometimes the things we want to pray about may seem overwhelming. Well, you know I pronounce things like a country girl. That we just don't know where to start. One of the ways, she's speaking, the lady that wrote this, she has learned to pray with more boldness and confidence with prayer, with the word of God. Praying the scriptures back to God is a great way to connect with the Lord. Enjoy spending time with Him. And never, ever run out of things to pray about. When we pray scriptures over ourselves, our loved ones, and our situation, we are boldly proclaiming life over our circumstances. So, she gave some little scriptures here for us to, like, read. And, well, you can write these down as you hear them. Praying with boldness. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, the tongue has power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Okay, and she states, when we speak and pray God's word over our lives, we boldly breathe the very breath of God into our situation. John chapter 1, verse 1 says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus, the divine Son of God, scooped down to meet us right where we are. See, this is what she's saying, what this verse means. He is not only sitting there on the throne on high, but he became human. He became flesh and blood to give us access to the Father, because when Jesus became flesh and blood, he wanted to see why people was the way they are. And he found out, that's why he understand things about us that we don't even understand about ourselves sometimes. Okay, the Greek, now are we going to get into this Greek? Could I always throw some Greek in there, but I don't know Greek that good. I don't even know how to pronounce English words. So let's see what we can do with this Greek word. The Greek word for word in this passage is logos. Okay, logos, which means a word uttered by a living voice and bids a conception or idea, the saying of God. It can also be translated as decree, mandu, or order. That's a source. It says, when we pray scripture with boldness, We are speaking and declaring the very essence of Jesus. We can pray scripture by simply reading a passage in this content and prayerfully writing or speaking that passage as a heartfelt, sincere prayer. Start by choosing a promise from God's word, my loves. So you can write down a passage that you love, that the Holy Spirit gave to you. Write it down. Include your name. Don't just read the Bible and think you're just reading any book. You must include your name inside the scriptures that you gonna like write on. So let's get, it says, this is what it says. This is what she teaches. It says, now write the same promise as a prayer to God. You write the prayer out. Then you're going to turn around and write the prayer. Write it in a prayer with your name in it. It's when it says, write the same promise as a prayer to God. Like you're going to put like, let me read this first. Let's say you want to pray for more boldness and confidence during time of needs. You can use scriptures like Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, 16. It says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace and confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Now, that's how you're going to write it. Now, it tells you how to write it again. It says, now you can personalize your prayer using the scriptures as your guide. Okay, you're going to say, Lord, I also thank you that you are the great high priest who intercede on my behalf. Because you came down to earth, Lord, as the word in flesh, I, Elsie, am able to empathize with my weakness. Help me, Elsie, Lord, to approach your throne of grace with boldness and confidence, and grant me, Elsie, mercy and grace to help me, Elsie, in my time of need, in the name of Jesus, amen. So that is how you are going to pray. You're going to write the verse out, regular how it is, and then the second, you're going to write it out back a prayer to God, praying for you in it or a family member. So this is it for today. God bless everyone. Have a blessed Sunday, and I will be back very soon.